Charles Spurgeon, Part 19. Where everything was hard, everything shall be tender, where everything was vicious, everything shall be virtuous, where everything tended downward, everything shall rise upward with impetuous force, the lion of anger shall give place to the lamb of meekness, the raven of uncleanness shall fly before the dove of purity, the vile serpent of deceit shall be trodden under the heel of truth. But Balaam labored to serve too. It was like the people of whom it was said, they feared the Lord and served other gods. They meet a minister, and how pious and holy they are. On the Sabbath they are the most respectable and upright people in the world, as you would think. Indeed, they affect a drawling in their speech, which they think to be eminently religious. But on a weekday, if you want to find the greatest rogues and cheats, they are some of those men who are so sanctimonious in their piety. So many do, they offer sacrifices to God on the shrine of Mammon, and whilst they will give to the building of a church and distribute to the poor, they will at the other door of their counting house grind the poor for bread and press the very blood out of the widow, that they may enrich themselves. Oh, I bid you return then, for as surely as ever thou dost return he will take thee in. There never was a poor sinner yet who came to Christ, whom Christ turned away. If he turns you away, you will be the first. Behold Satan in the Garden of Eden. Sin begins with the promise, ye shall be as gods. How grand is its beginning, where ends it? Shivering beneath the trees of the garden, complaining of nakedness, sin comes to its end. So will it be with you, too, my friend, if you have chosen the path of evil. Today your mirth is as the crackling of thorns under a pot, it blazes, it crackles with excess of joy. Tomorrow thou shalt find nothing there but a handful of ashes and darkness and cold. And so shall it be with thee, thy faith is so little that it seems not to exist at all. And I love so faint that it can scarcely be called love, but thy beginning, increase, and end of the divine life, the latter end shall greatly increase, till thou shalt become strong, and do exploits, the babe shall become a giant, and he that stumbled at every straw shall move mountains and make the very hills to shake. Heaven is not to be won by thy might, but by the might of him, who has promised heaven to thee. Thy crown of life is to be obtained, not by thy arm, but by that arm which now holds it out, and bids thee run towards it. If thy perseverance rested upon thyself, thou couldst not persevere an hour. If spiritual life depended on itself, it would be like the shooting star, which makes a shining trail for a moment and then is gone. But thanks be unto God, it is written, because I live, ye shall live also. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. A stand up, poor brother, full of fears though you be, and for once glory in your infirmities, and boast in your master. Covet earnestly the best gifts, but still, sit not down and murmur, because thou hast them not. For one grain of grace outweighs a pound of gifts. One particle of grace is far more precious than all the gifts that Byron ever had, or that Shakespeare ever possessed within his soul, vast and almost infinite though the gifts of those men certainly were. Now, the life of 20 years develops itself into something vastly superior to what it was in childhood. And what will the eternal life be, when that vitality within us shall make the littleness of our beginning seem as nothing at all, when our latter end shall have greatly increased? A look not within thee for consolation, but look above, where Jesus pleads before the throne of the efficacy of his once offered blood, and if thou wilt look at thy own state, and then judge thine eternal standing by thine own feelings or willings or doings, thou wilt be an undone and miserable wretch. A river's increase by their onward flow, flames by burning, sunlight increases by the sun's shining, lights by kindling other lights, and so do thou. Do thou grow rich by enriching others, rich by spending. Strong men are apt to be harsh, imperious, and unsympathetic, and therefore they need to be put into the furnace and melted down. I have known Christian women who would never have been so gentle, tender, wise, experienced, and holy if they had not been mellowed by physical pain. There are fruits in God's garden as well as in man's which never ripen till they are bruised. In all trouble, send a message to Jesus, and do not keep your misery to yourself. It is a proof of the greatness of the mind of God that while ruling the heavens and the earth, He is not so absorbed by these great concerns as to be forgetful of the least pain or want of any one of His poor children. And never set such store by the life of any one dear to you, or even by your own life, as to be rebellious against the Lord. If you hold the life of any dear one with too tight a hand, you are making a rod for your own back, and if you love your own earthly life too well, you are making a thorny pillow for your dying bed. Alas, many sick ones have no evidence of any special love of Jesus towards them, for they have never sought His face, nor trusted in Him. If you do not know that Jesus loves you, you lack the brightest star that can cheer the night of sickness. I hope you will not die as you now are, and pass into another world without enjoying the love of Jesus. That would be a terrible calamity indeed. Seek His face at once, and it may be that your present sickness is a part of the way of love by which Jesus would bring you to Himself. Lord, heal all these sick ones in soul and in body. Amen. May the question be answered by God's Spirit in your hearts, and may you be led to say, "No longer, Lord, do I halt, but this day I decide for Thee, and am Thy servant forever." Have I a persecutor here? Let him know that his sin is a most damnable sin that will sink him lower into hell than any other, but even for him there is mercy, and abundant pardon, for Paul says he obtained mercy, even though he persecuted the church of God. We should always take care that we do not take any of our good works to ourselves. They are the effects of grace within us.